Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my next guest... She spent most of her life working as a lawyer in Washington, D.C., in both private and public or federal practice, working for the government. Then she stayed at home with her kids for a while, served on the business side of a faith-based nonprofit medical practice in Northern Virginia for many years. And then as an empty nester, she sold her townhouse, left her full-time job, gave away most of her possessions, and embarked on a marvelous journey, and we're going to talk about that journey. I want to welcome to the program Linda Rozelle. Linda, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, yeah, an amazing journey that you've been on these last couple of years. Folks can read more about it, by the way, at tincanpilgrim.com. TinCanPilgrim.com is the name of the website. So talk to us. What was the process that you went through as you made the decision to kind of leave behind your former life, if you will, and become this nomad traveler?
Well, it's certainly something I never expected to be doing. The process was one of prayer. I had reached sort of a crossroads in my life, both in my career and in my role as a mother. My children, I had one out of the house already and the other was about to launch. And I had finished some major projects that I'd worked on for a nonprofit pro-life group in Northern Virginia. So I really wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I had some ideas myself, but I decided that I would simply place the whole thing in God's hands. And I very sincerely put it before him and said, Lord, I'm yours. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. Just please try to make it clear to me so that I understand it. And from the time of really beginning to pray that very sincerely, and the time that I ended up hitting the road was a period of maybe 5 months. I started to you know, I started to work on my own plans, basically. I started thinking about, well, I haven't been practicing a lot of law lately because I've been in-house and mainly working on the business side, but maybe my skills could be put to good use in an advocacy group or working for another startup company that shares my faith or principles that I could feel good about supporting. And so I was being rather logical about it, and I was traveling south on I-95 going to a business meeting in Richmond when God intervened by having me notice for the first time ever these sparkling, shiny things at the side of the road. Well, I thought it was just the strangest thing, Pastor Greg. I was looking at these things thinking, whoa, is there a science fiction convention there? Because that they look like little wingless aircraft.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, you're talking about, folks, she's talking about Airstreams.
If you've never
experienced, and those are, I mean, you know, as I mentioned to you, we bought a 1977 AMC bus conversion, but Airstreams are, you know, they're the premium deal. My wife's father-in-law actually worked for Airstream for 40 years out in L.A.
Really? How yes. interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Small world, right?
It is. Well, I had no idea what an Airstream was. In fact, I'd never been inside a trailer before. So I was curious and I stopped on my way back from the meeting, discovered it was in fact an Airstream dealership. And the dealer said, oh, why don't you take a look inside? And I have to admit, I was pretty skeptical, but I was like, okay, I'll take a look. Well, as soon as I went inside, it was just like, oh, the lights went on. It was sort of a mini epiphany. And I realized I could live in a space this small.
Yeah.
And what did that mean? And I kept putting it back in front of God. And over the course of a couple of months and doing some research, I basically felt in prayer and through readings and looking at the Bible and praying about it a lot that he was calling me to just radically trust him with my entire life, just like I had offered to. That was a dangerous prayer.
Oh, man. That is cool. So how long exactly have you been out on the road then?
For 3 years. I did have a break of several months because last winter I was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer. And that turned out to be a blessing because it was caught so early and very successfully treated.
Okay.
While it was being treated, I couldn't be hanging out at campsites and praying with people there and talking to them about the beauty of God and nature, which is what my little tiny apostolate is. Instead, he put it on my heart to use the time well to write a book. And so that is the book that I have written.
And that is the book about your journey.
It is. I had been thinking of writing a book for a while because I've had my travel blog for a couple of years, and people kept saying to me, you should write a book. And what happened was, I just struggled with it. I had an outline that wasn't really going anywhere. And then I finally had someone professional take a look at the outline. This woman with St. John's Press. And she basically told me, you've got 4 or 5 books here. And what I want to know is how on earth did a very secular, high-powered D.C. lawyer end up living as a roving evangelist in an Airstream travel trailer? So I listened to that and said, all right, that's what the first book will be about. So that's what Journeys with a Tin Can Pilgrim is about. And it has sort of my personal life and my personal conversion and how I was very far away from the church or any religion. And basically, God never gives up on anybody.
Nope.
And he brought me back.
I was just talking in the last segment, Linda, with Dr. Steve Turley. We talked about Psalm 139.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, he says that he wrote out the day. First of all, he says from the very beginning of that, you know, you can't go anywhere and get away from me.
Right.
And that's in a means of a loving father. I mean, right? That is a father that pursues his child no matter where they go. You know, they're being pursued, and by a loving father. But then he says that I've written out the days of your life before you drew your first breath, meaning that our conversation today was written out by God before the worlds began, before he created anything. He wrote this conversation mm-hmm. out. How cool is that?
Well, it's very cool because we don't get to understand his plans, and his plans are wonderful. He longs for our happiness. And there are so many people in the world that for whatever reason, for the wounds of life, or perhaps just not being able to listen clearly, they don't understand that they are absolutely beloved, that our God is passionately, madly in love with them and wants them to come home to him for eternity. And I think some of the people I've had a chance to talk with, they just haven't heard someone express that to them in a very down-to-earth conversational way. And I had no idea I would be doing this. I was a left brain logical kind of person. There are no metrics to this. It's just total trust in God and total trust that wherever I go, the Holy Spirit is going to use me to plant some little seeds. So the idea that this radio broadcast, which again is something I never thought I would be doing, is something that he again is using to reach out to people who maybe are feeling lonely or frightened, especially in these times of so much uncertainty and political and social unrest. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I'm just in awe of what God can do when we say to him, Lord, let me be your servant.
Yeah. Whom shall I send? Lord, send me.
Mm-hmm.
Whom shall I send? Lord, send me. Talk to me about, you said there was an epiphany when you got onto the Airstream and you were like, wait a minute, I could do this. This is something that I could do. Had
yeah.
you at that point already had an encounter, a God moment that had kind of either got you thinking in that direction or how did that transformation take place?
Well, I think over a long period of time, I grew in my faith. I had been completely away from the church, and I didn't pray. And the Holy Spirit had been knocking on my door, and I was not listening. I was running away and trying to hide because I knew that there were things in my life that I'd have to change if I went down the path of believing in a higher entity than myself. And that sounds terrible, but that's where I was.
Right. Sure.
And
sure.
So, you know, a dear friend of mine, when I was practicing law in private practice, a dear friend of mine from law school, he was quite young, in his early 30s. He'd just gotten engaged, and he died while mountain climbing in Argentina. And
wow.
that was a celestial 2x4. I mean, I know that my friend David did not die to bring me back to the church, but I know that God uses even the most tragic things to turn them to good. And so a little good that came out of that awful event was that I came back to my office after lunch, and the secretaries were crying, and some of the other attorneys were gone. And I went in my office, and I asked my secretary, what happened? She told me that David had died. And I literally just sat there in my office yelling at God mentally, like, how can there be a God if someone as nice as this and good as this person could have died like this? And I literally heard a voice in my heart that said, go to church and pray for him. And back then, there were still Yellow Pages, so I had to look up a church in the Yellow Pages. And I went to a church around the corner, and I just sat there and prayed. And I had not prayed like that in many, many years, really since my childhood. So I started after that to go back to church. And one thing after another just kept drawing me closer as I studied and read. And I include the whole story of my conversion in the book. But over time, you know, you sort of fall in love with God when you first commit your life to him and discover how much God, how much Jesus and the Holy Spirit love you.
Right.
And then over time, that sort of initial thrill and excitement can fade a little bit.
Yeah.
You start getting distracted by things and you start forgetting to rely on him. So it really is, he never gives up. It's a back and forth process where you can keep growing deeper and deeper in your faith. And so by the time I heard this call to go on the road as what I call a tin can pilgrim in my Airstream, I literally had been through some pretty serious suffering in my life, which again is in the book. And through that suffering had just progressively grown closer to him and more able to listen to him in prayer and more willing to spend the time through reading scripture and praying about it to discern what he wanted me to do and then follow what he was telling me to do.
Yeah.
So I would say it was really a very gradual process that had sort of a dramatic high point here and there.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You bring up some really incredible things because my own personal experience, I was saved at 13, but I was on the verge of suicide. And it was very emotional in discovering that there was this God that loved me so much. And I spent 4 years on a very emotional high. And then as you talk about it, kind of started to drift away. And I drifted away. Mm-hmm. And then in my early 20s, I came back. And there's a key thing that you also mentioned that I think becomes the engine and emotions become the caboose. And I had those backwards, and it sounds like you did at one point too, and I think a lot of people do. We'll be back to talk about that right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza Cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And my special guest is Linda Rozelle. You can find her, by the way, by going to her website, tincanpilgrim.com. TinCanPilgrim.com, and I clicked on the read the book link, but there we go. Journeys with a Tin Can Pilgrim. Journeys with a Tin Can Pilgrim, from corporate lawyer to Airstream nomad. You can pick up the book at the website. You can also, I'm sure, pick up the book at Amazon as well. We were talking there about, emotion and faith and how that feeds together. And you mentioned about how we can get caught up in emotion and then the emotions kind of start to fade. And you mentioned will, and will, I think, is attached to faith. What role do you think that faith plays for people in obtaining that joy that you're talking about?
Well, I think the joy follows trust in God. It follows faith, and faith is a gift, and we can pray for faith. We can ask for it, particularly in those times when maybe our initial consolations and initial joys may fade, or we may get distracted by things of the world, by our daily responsibilities, and forget to keep bringing God into those things by listening to his voice and looking for him and being aware of his presence in our ordinary lives. So it's like the scripture that says, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
We all need help in growing in faith, and he is happy to help us do that. But we have to ask.
Amen. Amen. When I minister to, I do a lot of ministry now over Skype, virtual ministry, but it's in India, and we set up the whole thing over there, and they're able to hear me, and I'm able to see them. But one of the things that I pray with them and have them pray is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That gift you're talking about, Romans 12, Paul says, unto every man has been given a measure of faith. But it is faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's where the study comes in, and the reading and the understanding of his word that feeds that faith.
Mm-hmm. And also bringing it into your daily life, yeah. Because anything can be made into a prayer. You can, even when I'm doing a chore that I'm not particularly fond of, like emptying the black tank on the trailer,
there,
removing leaves that have gotten stuck in the window frame, all of that I can offer to God as a gift.
Amen. Do everything as unto the Lord, and then there is a blessing back from that as we do that. Linda, thanks for joining me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it too. And thank you for letting people know about Tin Can Pilgrim. There's a specific book site where that link was, tincanpilgrimbook.com.
Yeah.
That might be helpful too.
TinCanPilgrimBook.com. Absolutely. TinCanPilgrimBook.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'll be back tomorrow. Got a great program lined up for you tomorrow. Ken Thornburg, Matt Long, Money B, and Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare. Back with more. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.